Welcome to the 85th episode of I Wrote This News. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2022. What could make Monday more Monday than some news from Sarah Palin? Let's go. Today's story, no more of this vanilla milquetoast namby-pamby winning election sort of stuff. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday endorsed Sarah Palin for Alaska's lone congressional seat, throwing his weight behind the ex-governor who embraced Trump before he came to dominate the GOP. Trump trumpeted, quote, "Sarah shocked many when she endorsed me very early in 2016, and we won big. Now, it's my turn." Sarah has been a champion for Alaska values, Alaska energy, Alaska jobs, and the great people of Alaska. Like Trump, Palin portrays herself as a brash voice against the establishment and the media, and the former president went on to praise Palin for standing up to corruption in government and the fake news. Palin announced Friday that she is running for the seat vacated by Republican Representative Don Young, who died last month after representing Alaska for nearly a half century. Trump's approval could boost the former vice presidential candidate standing in a field of more than 50 candidates. Palin, who was elected Alaska's first female governor in 2006, paid tribute to Trump as she signaled interest in Young's former seat. In a searingly incisive assessment of the current political situation in the U.S., Palin said, quote, "We need people like Donald Trump, who has nothing to lose, like me. We've got nothing to lose and no more of this vanilla milquetoast namby-pamby stuff that's been going on." Palin cast herself in a Facebook post last week as a fighter against the radical left. She shot to right-wing stardom as Senator John McCain's running mate in the 2008 presidential election and remained in the headlines even after leaving political office, boosting the Tea Party movement and embracing her pop culture status on reality TV. Palin's selection as McCain's running mate did thrill the Republican base, but McCain would eventually express regret over his choice. Palin won national name recognition but also ridicule for gaffes and was portrayed as unserious and unqualified on Saturday Night Live.
You went to the UN for the first time. How was that experience?
Oh, you know, it was just amazing. So many interesting people. Though I have to say, I was disheartened by how many of them were foreigners. I promise that when Senator McCain and I are elected, we're gonna get those jobs back in American hands.
Stanford University researchers concluded in a 2010 study that Palin's presence on the presidential ticket cost McCain 1.6 percentage points, or more than 2 million votes. April 4th is the 94th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. 271 days remain until the end of the year. Now it's time for On This Date in History. On this date in 1796, Georges Cuvier delivers the first paleontological lecture. 1818, the United States Congress, affirming the Second Continental Congress, adopts the flag of the United States with 13 red and white stripes and one star for each state, 20 at the time. 1841, William Henry Harrison dies of pneumonia, becoming the first president of the United States to die in office, and setting the record for the briefest administration. Vice President John Tyler succeeds Harrison as president. 1887, Argonia, Kansas elects Susanna M. Salter as the first female mayor in the United States. You can read more about Salter by searching for her on Wikipedia. There you'll find that Salter gave birth to the first white baby born in Argonia, along with other interesting facts about her life. 1958, the campaign for nuclear disarmament's peace symbol is displayed in public for the first time in London. The symbol is a superimposition of the semaphore signals for the letters N and D, which together stand for nuclear disarmament. 1964, the Beatles occupy the top 5 positions on the Billboard Hot 100 pop chart. 1975, Microsoft is founded as a partnership between Bill Gates and Paul Allen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Celebrating birthdays today are military man Bobby Ray Inman. He turns 91, record producer Clive Davis. He turns 90, unauthorized biographer Kitty Kelly, actor Craig T. Nelson, TV writer David E. Kelly, actor Phil Morris, actor Robert Downey Jr., actress Nancy McKeown, magician David Blaine, actress Jamie Lynn Spears, and composer of the James Bond theme song, Monty Norman. He turns 94 today. Happy birthday to all of them, and if your birthday is today, a very happy birthday to you as well. By the way, if you or someone you know is having a birthday and would like us to announce it on the show, leave us a voice message or send an email. The links are in the show notes. Today's news was brought to us by the Washington Post and the website that promises never to wait for an incumbent to die before running for office, Wikipedia. If you have a comment or a question about anything you've heard today, or if you have a suggestion, please send us a note at iwrotethisnews, all one word, at thatradioshow.com. That email address one more time is iwrotethisnews, all one word, at thatradioshow.com.
One more thing, if this podcast sounds a little funny, that's because it's also an experiment. All of the vocals were generated using AI technology. Hopefully the show will sound different and better as the tech improves and as we improve at using it. I'm Bob Meese, hoping you have an amazing day. We'll get together again soon.